disastrous situations with friends, like disastrous. One of them's in jail.
Oh no.
Literally insane. Like I just, I do this thing where like, even my mom's like, Corinne, like just like calm down. Like don't let people in too fast. Like,
Oh honey. Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda and Corinne. So you guys may know Corinne from The Bachelor, right?
Yes.
Yes. And she was also an actress before that, and that's kind of what gave you your big break, I guess, right?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's what gave you an audience and a lot of attention and like the following, I guess. And then from there, you're kind of like wanting to push it more towards the acting space and...
Yeah, comedy, acting, hosting, all of that fun stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And what's your favorite thing to do out of all of it?
I think my favorite thing to do is really like... comedic hosting,
yeah,
you could say, yeah.
Yeah, because
I just love talking to people. I like making people laugh.
Mm-hmm. You can really just be yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend. He lives in New York.
Oh, long distance.
Yeah.
Because you're here, right, in LA?
I live in LA. He lives in New York. Yeah, it's been super easy, though, because, like, I don't really have like a real job, so I could just like go whenever I want, basically.
Yeah.
My management team doesn't love that.
Yeah.
But...
like, can't you find somebody closer? You're like, well,
I've tried dating guys in LA. I'd really like ew.
Really? Just not a just straight ew.
Yeah. No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
What? Not feeling.
It's
it.
Just all of them are just. Well, everyone that I've dated.
Yeah.
It's just like. They like want to go like full force, and then it's like the pullback, and then you're just like, but like you're so lucky to have me. Like, why are you even pulling back? Like, this is weird. Like, you're not really anyone, and then like the whole thing is like, no.
You think it's a mixture of ego and also, you know, not being able to commit because of just so much temptation.
Yeah.
But New York though is. So much temptation, too, and it's so, like, it's another city, you know? I feel like cities can be similar, but East Coast people, I guess, are...
I'm from New Jersey, originally.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so, like, I always, like, gravitated toward wanting to go back there.
Yeah.
So, my mom was like... Makes sense. Well, my parents now live in Miami, so...
Oh, okay, cool.
My mom was like, of course, like, you would find someone that lives in New York. Like, you always wanted to go back to New York. My mom's all mad about it. She's like, no.
And your management's like, oh, God, she wants to go to New York.
Oh, my God.
How often do you go there to visit him?
Like, for a while, it was, like, every weekend. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, whoa, 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 get a chill.
Yeah.
So now it's, like, every other weekend.
I feel like you can work from New York, though, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's a ton of work in New York. Especially, I mean, a lot of it is in L.A., but, like, there's a lot in New York, too.
Yeah, there is. There definitely is, which is really great.
Yeah.
And I'm with, like, an agency that also has an office in New York, so that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
But, like, my main peeps are, like, here.
Yeah.
And, like, we have a few big things going on right now, so, like,
I'm
trying to be here and present, like, as much as possible because
But it's that important. Love thing gets you.
No.
And, like, kind of... Do you ever get frustrated with that sometimes or find yourself like in an internal argument with yourself of, okay, I love him, but work, but I love him, but work, work, work. Like, are you kind of
that's exactly what it is.
It's,
he's just like, well, when are you coming? But then he's also like really sweet. He's like, okay, but like you really need to focus on your career. Like if you want to like move here one day, like you got to like really like do what you want to do now.
Like, yeah. He's like, because New York rent is expensive.
Right.
Joint income.
Hmm? What does he do?
He does like Amazon distribution stuff. So he's like super busy with all that.
No, yeah.
So I'm like,
on Amazon all the time.
Yeah, I've spent most of my time on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's that business is truly insane. I had no idea about it. Like people buy everything. Like I'll go to his warehouse and I'll find like rat ball food, and I'm like, babe, like what the hell is this?
Yeah.
I'm like
chinchilla food.
I sell like 60,000 units a day of this.
That's what she's buying.
Yeah,
basically.
Literally.
Chinchilla food.
Yeah. For hair
it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Amazon's where it's at.
Yeah. Does he, like, understand the world that you're in?
At first, he, like, really didn't. Yeah. And, like, it was, like, New York, like, that, like, I have a lot more fans there, you could call them, or whatever. Yeah. And it's just, like, they're, like, sometimes it's a point where we can't go, like, 10 feet without someone asking us for a picture.
Yeah.
So when I first started dating him, he was all, like, meh.
Yeah.
And, like, He'd like try to be like, no, you're not famous. Like, chill. Like, yeah. Relax. Like, or like, whatever.
You tell that to all the people coming up to me and asking
and
me for
then,
a photo.
Yeah, like it just became kind of like that. So now he's like super supportive and like way more understanding. But at
he's
first
like, I'll
he
take
was
the photo.
Like, yeah. Sometimes he'll get mad and he'll just be standing there and the girl will be like, yeah. And he'll just be like, oh, did you want me to take it? She's like, no, it's fine. I'm like,
yeah.
Babe, you cannot do that.
Yeah. It'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Be nice. You're like, very, very nice.
This is my image.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
So we actually met through one of my best friends from high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's actually a really crazy story. I was, like, in Miami. Like, I had just went to Ultra. I was, like, doing whatever.
Yeah.
And I, like, called my friend who was in town also. He lives in New York now, too. Mm-hmm. So he was friends with John from New York.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, Jared, like, I need to go out tonight. Like, I'm not going home right now. Like, I need to go out. He's like, Corinne, like, I have a flight in the morning. Like,
relax.
I'm not going out. I was like, no, we're going out. He was like, okay, I'm putting you on a group text to my friend John. He'll take you out. He'll take care of you. Like, it's fine.
This is all single friends ever, by the way. We have to go out.
And then I, like, FaceTimed him, like, never meeting him or anything. I was like, I'm coming out with my sister. Like, get ready. And, like, I, like, hung up the phone and, like, me and my sister looked at each other and we were like, he's, like, really cute. She's like, I like him for you. And then we made out that night at Live and it was, like, this whole thing. And now we're dating for over a year.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. Cute.
Some Miami romance.
Yeah.
I feel like that is a common thing, but a rare thing that it lasts for that long.
Exactly.
So you are
and I
blessed.
Like how you guys like met in person so many times. We ask people like, how'd you get me? It's like, oh, I slid in the DMs. Like, it's always like through social media people are meeting now. It's like, you guys have a cute story. I don't think I've ever heard one like that.
A cute club story.
No, but it's like they're face, like, you know, like FaceTiming each other.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Before you were FaceTiming, I missed that part of the story.
That's part of the story. She FaceTimed him. And then her sister was like,
I thought she FaceTimed Jared.
No, I was on a group chat with them.
And then he
said her. And then so I, like, wanted to just, like, see what he looked like before I, like, went
My
and
bad.
Met him.
Got it. You're like, of course.
Yeah.
And then her sister was like, he's really cute. He's cute for you. And then she was like.
Oh, see, I mixed up the story. I thought you were going for your friend Jared and your sister said he was cute for you, but you ended up meeting the
No. Jared's, like, been my friend for, like, 15 years. Like,
Yeah.
He's a real one.
And is there any insecurities about, I mean, that's how you guys met, so without Jared, that wouldn't be a thing, but is there any insecurities from John, is the same? What's your boyfriend's
John.
Name? John.
John, insecurities, like...
With you being such best friend, like, best friends with a guy.
No. All my friends are guy friends.
Yeah.
Like, I never really, I don't, like, mix well with girls.
Seems to be a common thing, and that sucks. Like, why do we do that? Like, why do girls?
I don't
like,
know.
Yeah,
you should have seen me in the house at the mansion. It was so bad.
Yeah,
it was so bad. Everybody hated me.
Maybe you're like scarred from that, and then you're just
I don't know. It's been like a chronic thing in my life. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Girls are just like, bleh. So yeah, all my
friends
are guys.
We're over here like,
okay.
But it's in different situations.
You guys
though,
never
right?
had girl drama?
Oh, always.
I mean, of course.
Exactly.
No, yeah. I always talk about it's like probably repetitive and everything, but like on all the podcasts, but like in high school, I was only friends with dudes, and then the girls, like the girls don't want to be your friend, and then you're friends with dudes, and then they're making rumors that you're fucking all the dudes. It's like, I would be your guys' friend. I wouldn't want to, like, I want to be friends with you guys, but you guys hate me.
Story of my life.
Yeah, so then I'm friends with all the dudes, and all of a sudden I'm like having sex with all of them. I'm like, wow, I'm so busy. Shit. But they're really just all my friends. Like, I literally would never in a million years, and they don't think of me like that either. Like, we're like really good friends, and like, so much better to be friends with guys sometimes because
exactly.
There's no drama. They're like, it's not all that stupid shit.
When
like,
you find those girlfriends though that are like,
I think all girls
supportive and all that, like, those are some of the best friends that you have too.
I have like two.
Yeah.
My wedding party, two.
Yeah, but like, how much do you love them and appreciate them?
So much.
Yeah,
so much. And like our families are friends too, so it's like,
yeah,
like we're real close,
right?
Yeah. And that's it. Like, I keep my friend circle super tight.
Because and how do your relationships differ from each other with like a female best friend that you have versus like a guy best friend? Like, how do you, what do you get from each of those relationships that you per se wouldn't get from the other one?
I mean, like, the girls, like, obviously can tell certain things too, and like the guys
and can relate
don't really want to hear about like my period cramps.
Yeah.
But like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, but like my guy friends would literally like kill someone for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I can tell them like funny shit too, like weird sex stuff or whatever. Yeah. But like the girl stuff is just like sometimes more like emotional. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm just going through like I lost a f***ing follower today.
My life please help over. Me.
Yeah, literally, they're like, "Crin, you're fucking fine."
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you're annoying me right now. Like, stop talking. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's also why we like the guys, because they don't want to get into the drama or talk shit. They just are them, and it's fun to be with them. Yeah, but then if you want to go down the, like, petty path, you have your girlfriends.
No, like,
girl... I would love, like, to have a good group of girlfriends. Like, I would love that more than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to find it. I think that's on all of us for everything. Like, finding those people that we have around us, whether they're guy friends or girlfriends, whatever it is, like, I feel like that's on us at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And when people complain about, you can't find good people in this world, can't do this in this world, I think I always relate it to that's, like, the energy that you're putting out there, that's like what your mind is stuck on, and that's not allowing you to accept those people and find those people in your life because you're just so like stuck in this mindset. So
do you have a good group of girlfriends?
Oh yeah, like I have, but they're all different. Like they're all from different.
We're obviously friends, but we don't have like a when we hang out, it's just us. So we don't have like other.
I don't have like a
with.
Sex and the City group of like girlfriends where it's like all of us running around together.
That's kind but of that'd be kind of
I did
fun,
have
though.
That though when I lived in Miami. Like I had I'm still like best, like really good friends with today. We lived together in Miami. Another friend that we lived together in Miami too, and we're still super close. And then two other friends that were a part of our girl group that live in New York. And we were all so different from each other, and we butt heads a lot. But then we would figure out how to, like, get over that and just be like, all right, and still love each other at the end of it.
Yeah.
But we all also weren't, like, we never, like, found ourselves being competitive with each other either because we were so different, too.
Like, see, that's the thing. You need to find a group of girls who like lift you up and don't try to compete. Because once it starts getting like competitive,
it's hard.
It's the thing.
Though.
Like me and Amanda, we lift each other up. We don't compete. Like we want each other to win, and that's like the type of friends you need around you.
Yeah.
It's just like confidence within yourself. Then, but I mean, you were in a place where you were literally competing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But even after the fact, like I've had a few situations over the past like 2 years where like. I've had disastrous situations with friends, like disastrous. One of them's in jail.
Oh no.
Literally insane. Like I just, I do this thing where like, even my mom's like, Corinne, like just like calm down. Like don't let people in too fast. Like, cause then like, I just like get really excited and I let people in and I'm like take
here's
my clothes,
everything.
Take my money. Like take my f-ing dog.
I love
like,
you love
literally.
Me forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it just, then it becomes just like drama and then like scary things happen. And like, it's just like, I've had a few situations like that and I'm just like, why does this happen? But so that's why now I'm just like more cautious about girls.
Yeah.
But I think having two really good girlfriends is, that's good.
No, having like two really good
friends in general.
Period is great. Like, you know? And it's so funny how we talk about this before too, but how the mindset changes of like needing all the friends, and then you're like, no, like
yeah.
I
once
want,
you get older, it's like smaller, tighter circle is better.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys, so you used to go and see your boyfriend every weekend, but now you kind of limited it to
like I'll go like 2 weeks without seeing him and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you made it 2 weeks.
I'll go 2 weeks without seeing him.
Yeah.
Just like, that's
I think the longest I haven't seen him is like 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's like the longest I went.
That's
with
actually that. Really good.
Yeah.
Does he come out here, or do you just visit him?
Not really. He's came out here like 3 or 4 times.
But your job allows you to travel more.
Yeah,
than
and
his.
Then his is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good because like when I go to New York, I can also do like press stuff there. So.
Yeah, it's productive. At yeah. the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like he lives in some like random place where it's like you just go there and sit around.
Yeah, you're lucky he's not in like Alaska Kansas. Or something. You're like, how am I supposed to work from Alaska right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be a really long flight too.
Yeah.
That'd be like a lot.
Yeah.
But have you introduced him to your parents?
Yes, of course. Like. Families are super tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have a place in Miami also.
Oh.
So, like, they're always there, and, like, our parents are great.
Oh, awesome. So, both of your families became friends?
Yeah.
From a two? Really? That's
yeah.
so cool.
That's amazing.
You guys yeah. are, like, married, basically.
I know.
It's like, did you do a trip down there for them to introduce them? Like, a special trip, like a family trip? It was dedicated for that?
No, it kind of just all happened. Like,
yeah,
I just, like,
way.
I was going up for my sister's 18th birthday, and then I was like, come, and then, like, he came, and, like,
yeah.
everyone met, and, like, it was so good.
Do you have a big yeah. family? Like, how many sisters? Like, one sister?
One sister. We're 9 years apart. Mm-hmm. She's 18. She's turning 19. I'm 27.
Oh, okay.
So... Yeah.
But does the age difference make you guys not as close, or are you guys
We weren't
super close,
like, growing up, but then we became, like, best friends.
It always happens ever. That way.
See, that's the thing. I have yeah. two sisters, and Amanda has two sisters, so I think when you have sisters, you have girlfriends for life.
Yeah.
Where do you
yeah. have it within your...
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Florida, too, so I was... Do you know where Stewart is?
No. Stewart.
So it's, like...
Is that by Orlando?
West Palm Beach.
Oh,
so
it's,
yeah,
okay.
That area. And then Miami, like, I lived in Miami for a while, and then But I was born in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And, like, spent some years in Connecticut. So I'm, like, East Coast. And
yeah,
then
same.
Over here.
I was born in New York, lived in New Jersey, then
mm-hmm.
moved down to Florida.
Oh, you ended up moving down there with your family.
Yeah. For middle school. It was very dramatic.
Yeah, me too.
No, it was real bad.
But I went in South Florida schools. Were like, you in South Florida?
I went to university school.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, Nova's private school.
Yeah, yeah. I moved down there in 8th grade. And then, so it was like when everybody already had their friends throughout
oh,
middle school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
And then you're just in there, just trying to, like, no
Everyone's
conversations.
Like, who's who are
And, like, I didn't yeah. know, like, the style of, like, those girls. So, like, I showed up with, like, my lunchbox with, like, flowers on it. And everyone was like, ew, like, that girl has a lunchbox with flowers.
They didn't like the lunchbox with
They
flowers?
Didn't like my lunchbox. And I was like,
what?
This lunchbox, dude, yeah. that is garbage. And I was like,
what type
Damn
of lunchboxes do they have?
Mom fucked you.
Like,
it was
just
like,
Matt
like
Blackwell.
An LLZ, like, yeah. zipped lunchbox, like,
yeah.
insulated. I
no flower childs at school. Yeah, we had such a mixed, like, group of kids at our school.
Where'd you go?
I went to Martin County High School.
Okay, okay.
So it was public school. And then you just get all kinds of people there, which is cool. Like, I liked that. I preferred that. If I was in a school where everything...
And you went to UCF?
For a year. And then I transferred to Florida State. So I was like, did you go to UCF?
No, like, a lot of my friends did, though.
Oh, okay. Did I know any of your friends?
I think my friend Adam Snyder, you knew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's in, like, my group of guy friends.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. They were such cool guys, like,
yeah.
at UCF. And then I left because I wanted, like, the college experience. And, like, UCF for me felt like awesome school. But I wanted, like, the football games, and I wanted just to, like...
They weren't like that there?
They were fun, but I was, like, I always wanted Florida State. And I got accepted to Florida State and UCF, but I was still working down in West Palm Beach. So I don't know why I did this to myself. So every other weekend, I would drive down from UCF, like, have my jobs at in Orlando, and then drive down to see my family every other weekend to work on Clematis Street at Roxy's.
What were you doing for work?
I was doing waitressing
oh.
and bartending. Tips.
Was that a far drive from each other?
Yeah. Oh, that was like a 2-hour drive. Yeah. But I would do that. I mean, it's actually like you drive around in LA now and you're in 2 hours of traffic. Going
yeah.
Like,
no matter where you go.
Yeah.
Like an hour.
Yeah. And this one, I'm like cruising down 95, just like.
95. That,
yeah. So then I would just go and I'd work the weekend and then see my family and then go back up to UCF. So, and I was like in a sorority there too, but I was like the worst, like missing chapter meetings because I'm like going down. But I just wanted that whole like experience that I originally wanted and going to UCF, I was like, but I always wanted Florida State, so let me just go and try that. Like, I've always been, like, bouncing to different places.
I've been to Florida State a few times. Don't really remember much.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It's a party school.
No, it gets lit there.
Yeah.
Lit.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been more lit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another, like, UCF is pretty crazy, and then you go to Florida State, and you're like, oh.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah. I get it. But, I don't know about, like, they have great programs there, but honestly, like, I learned way more outside of college than I did.
See, for me, I was like, yeah, I'm so fine without college.
Yeah. Yeah. I saved a lot of money.
I never went to college, but, like, I'm from Colorado, and I would drive down to Boulder, like, because all my friends went to Boulder. Like, and that is, it was, like, number one party city in the whole country, like, state.
That's so funny, those, like, it's so funny because colleges love that status.
If they right, get, they
if,
love it.
If they get in the articles, the whole student body is just like, whoa, yes.
It's like such an accomplishment.
One. Yeah, we won it all. It's like, wait, why are we here? Yeah.
No, Boulder is, like, insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you got your college experience from.
Yeah, but I was always sober, so I just drive everyone around.
Yeah. That's good.
I got to witness it all sober, like, and it's worse. You know, it's like, you see how crazy it really is, because I'm like, what the hell is
that? Oh, yeah, no, you're like,
I'm when you're drunk with them or, like, party with them, it's like, you don't even know how bad it is, because you're like, oh, this is cool. Yeah. Me, I'm like, oh, my God.
Now you see me, like, I'm never drinking in my life.
Like, I never want to
I never want to look like this.
I'm just, like, too mothery, and, like, I would just, like be holding all my friends all the time. They're, like, puking. I'm like, oh, my God. So I didn't want to go that much, so, yeah. They're like, college. Let's go to Boulder. I'm like,
college,
no.
Everyone.
I'm like, I'm not coming.
So you just did high school, and then from there, what was
I tried of FIU.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't for me.
Yeah, you were just bored with it?
Yeah, I just, like, didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
Just was not prepared for any of that, and I was just like, no.
Yeah. And then, is your sister going to college?
Yeah, she's going to NSU.
Oh, awesome.
She got accepted to a pre-law program, so
nice.
She wants to do
so
law.
So she needs it. That you definitely need to go to college for.
Yeah.
We need our lawyers to get all those updates on law and do our contracts and all
exactly.
that stuff.
Oh, wait.
Protect
she,
us.
That would be awesome if she could be your lawyer.
I know. I'm
like,
yes,
sister,
so.
You're like,
please
study
go.
Up, pay attention.
Study,
yes.
Pay attention, don't party
very
too much.
Important
I
for
need
us.
A lawyer.
Exactly.
I would love if someone in my family was a lawyer. Yeah. Dude, lawyers are so expensive. It's like, damn it.
Yeah. Hey, well, we should just go back and get our degree in that. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for telling me, guys.
I didn't even see it.
Oh. Let me tuck it in.
She's like, you're such a bad friend.
You were a bad friend today. You didn't tell me my bra was out.
People who are listening to the podcast are probably like, what's happening?
Oh, yeah, my bra was out, like, for the past...
It really wasn't. And it's like a tan bra. You can't even tell.
So they'll just think my boob is out.
If I were you.
Like, don't worry, Amanda.
If
we've
I
seen
were
it.
You, I would have said, so you did see the bra. Because I know the color.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
No, but when you
see,
were.
She's like, this is why I'm not friends with girls.
She's like, oh, my God.
So do you think, have you thought ahead this much, even in the relationship that you're in now? Are you like, marriage? Is for us? Or are you not even there yet?
I mean, I feel like at this point, if I'm going to be in, like, a serious relationship, I would hope it's going in that direction.
Yeah.
Again, I've been in so many, like, crazy situations in my life where it's just, like, I am, like, I have it in my head. Like, I know that anything can happen at any time. So, like, I'm not attached to, like, anything. Mm-hmm. For sure. But, like, yeah, that's where it's headed for me right now.
And you would want to have kids?
I definitely want to have kids. Not yet, though.
Yeah.
Definitely not yet.
When? When would you know is, like, the time?
35?
I love how you have an age. You're like, 35 sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be, like, an old mom.
Yeah.
I want to be, like, a fun mom.
Like, I want to be a cool you're like, mom. I want to bounce back from it and... From the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then still, like...
One of my mom friends was just telling me a story about giving birth. She's like, this is the stuff they don't tell you. And let me tell you, it is horrific.
Yeah.
Everybody,
it's crazy because every woman has such a different experience, but most of them sound like that.
I just remember sitting there, and she's like, "Are you okay?" And it's like one of those things where like you're making a face because you're like thinking about what they're saying, and I was just like,
"Yeah." You're like,
and like I didn't even realize like all I was your making emotions. The face. She's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." I'm just like just
predicting the future right now in my head.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Thinking about my organs and my genitals and all that fun stuff.
Genitals.
Yeah. Fun word. What was some of the things that horrified you most that she was telling you?
Just like whole so arms up there, uh-huh. Ripping.
The ripping.
The puffing down to like the middle of your thigh afterwards. Uh-huh.
Really? The puffing down to the middle of your thigh?
Yeah, I feel like that doesn't happen to everyone.
Like, that one's new to me.
I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
No, that can't happen to everyone.
Because my sister had a complicated pregnancy. She went to do a natural birth, but then, like, after, I forget how many hours, it was like 20-something hours, she's, like, in labor. And then she's like, just give me it. And then they ended up doing the epidural, right? Just be like...
Would you guys rather, like... Me, I would always rather like it come out and not do a C-section. Like if someone told me I didn't need a C-section, I would like.
I might freak out. It's not the same after.
Really?
No, I would just. Same. I just don't want a C-section.
Like the vagina.
I don't want my
stomach. After.
I don't want my stomach. See, my mom. See, I have like a different view on it because my mom, she had 4 kids, 2 of them being twins. She was bedridden for. To 6 months because she was so huge, like both the babies were like full size babies and stuff. Yeah. Wow. She says her vagina is the same. She like it's the same because the vagina is a muscle, so you can do Kegels, you can like work the muscle and it can go back to the same. Mm. So she has always just been like her. She was fine. She's the same. Nothing's worse. No guy she's ever been with has ever told her like, "Oh, you've had 4 kids." Like no one would know. She's my mom's
4
like
kids,
my mom's an alien though. Like she's like some type. She's
she
not
is.
Even human. So
that is a rare case because a lot of pregnancies, I mean, a lot of births do change down there. Like change. Change the vagina.
It doesn't have to do all the time.
Yeah. But it's like I don't know. I would probably do a C-section.
I would.
Yeah.
I do not want my stomach cut open. Like that scar, no.
Most
it's on straight.
It.
It's like really low.
It's
and like, especially with like technology now, it can be like pretty.
Yeah, they look great now.
I'm like, I'll get my plastic surgeon in there. He could do a little tucking.
Like, make it nice.
Up, like nice little.
Some people do that too. Like the excess skin and stuff too. They're like, oh, okay. Just like seal that up while you're there. My friend was just so.
I've seen girls have C-sections and are literally their stomach is just. A huge
I've
scar
never
down
seen that.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was like, I think it was a complication where it needed, they needed to cut it because like the baby was like.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Like, I'm sure.
I would do my research first,
yeah.
Obviously.
I'm sure once, like it's funny, it's like when something becomes relevant in your life, like even, it's good for us to know to understand like what other women are going through too and just to even know our own bodies more. But, it's funny how you like do all the research once it becomes like a thing in your life. You're like, okay, you get the books, you start Googling, you do all this stuff. But I don't know, it's like definitely a personal decision because some people argue that if you don't do the natural birth, it needs to go through and just get different like juices. I don't know. The words.
I love how you were so confident about it, and then you're like, wait, it came out. You're like, oh, that sounded bad.
Juices on the baby. Just
like, juicing on the baby.
Yeah, it needs to happen. I don't know. I'm pretty confident I would end up getting a C-section.
I don't want that.
Yeah. But then, like, my friend was over the other day, and we went in the hot tub, and she just had her second kid, and she had a C-section. And I could not tell anywhere. I was like, "Do you just had a baby?" Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm like, yeah. And some women love their scars too, because they're just like, yeah, that's from my baby. That's from like the human life that I just like created inside me.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we have this thing that we do called the Honey Pot. Ooh. And this is where our honeybees write in their diary entries and we give them advice. So, this is our first question. Dun, dun, dun. And if you guys want to send in your diary entries, you can to diary@ohhoneydiary.com. Ooh, it's a whole paragraph here. Oh, honey. So, hi. So, I've been friend with this guy for about 7 months now, and I've liked him more than friends for about 4. About a few weeks ago, I told him that I liked him. He never said whether he liked me or not, but he's always flirting with me and saying stuff you wouldn't say to a friend. He asked me out yesterday, and I acted like I didn't hear, LOL. And he keeps saying, are you going to answer my question? And I keep saying no because I feel like he's joking. Also, my sister has told him to stop playing with me because it's making me confused. And he got defensive and said he wasn't. So I think he likes me. What are your guys' thoughts? LOL, sorry if this is confusing.
Okay.
Yeah. As I'm reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, she's...
I think he likes her.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know how some guys do it too? Like, or at least when you're younger, they're like, oh, like, just teasing you because they know that you like them. Like, it's just being playful.
Yeah, but that's just mean. And then he could be like, okay, well, you're an asshole. Now I don't like you.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah. Go find someone else.
So maybe
just... So you could, like, spin it like that, girl.
Yeah.
Get it.
So maybe just go for it and then...
If he's an asshole, just be like... You're an asshole, and now I don't like you at all.
Yeah.
And then he'll feel like an asshole.
There you go. Done and done. Easy advice. Do you notice, like, coming from The Bachelor and, like, having that whole dating experience there and then going out into the real world, like, because, right,
girl,
it's completely different.
It was so bad when I first got off.
Really?
It was so bad. I had no idea what the I was doing.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so different.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the texting and the this, like on the show, you don't have your phone. You're just like, I'm going to do this. Like
this,
you're like in the real world, you're like, oh my God, do I text him? Do I not? I know he's going to be here tonight. I'm just going to show up. Mm-hmm. That's not weird if you do that on the show because you know where he is.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, I'm interrupting you. Bye.
Yeah.
And then like, if you do that in person, like I found out that that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't do that. It's very, very awkward.
So you're just, that's so funny. What are the, like, some of the things that would be totally normal on the show, like going up and interrupting just in real life that
hi,
you
hi, I want your attention. Come with me.
Yeah.
You cannot do that in person.
maybe a guy would be like, oh, wow, she's bold.
Right. They might, they might turn them on or scare them.
Yeah. Like, listen, I am a bold person, but, like, there comes a point where you just, there is a fine line.
Yeah.
You just gotta cut it right there.
Yeah.
And I had to learn the hard way.
And I think on the show, too, you're, like, fighting with, like not fighting, but competing with other girls. You have to, like, take them before someone else does.
So, like, for a while, every time I'd meet a guy, I'd be like, let's go out to eat. Like, let's do this. Let's do that. Like, oh, I'll come over. Like, no big deal. Like, and it was just, like, too much. And then, like, now I, like, look back. I'm like, damn, what the hell was I thinking? No wonder they didn't like me.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
I probably look like a psychopath to
them.
Did you ever have any dates with guys that were like, that watched the show? And then.
So, like, I'll have those guys that, like, watched the show, but, like, didn't tell me they watched the show.
Oh, even
they
worse.
Acted like they didn't know who I am.
Yeah.
And, like, Then, like, later on, they're like, oh, my God, I left her on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't even know you watched it.
It's like, it's creepy when you hide it from me.
But then they do this thing where, like after a few weeks of dating, they'll be like, so, you know, I'm just, like, on Google and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Just all downhill from there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, why?
When a guy starts Googling about you and, like, no.
I don't think that's fair, though, for you.
It's not fair. It's not fair at all. And, like,
because, you know.
So many things.
Because how long ago was that now?
2 years?
Yeah. And people grow from things and they change things and they don't.
But if you say one off thing, like even in like interviews, like I'm constantly doing like press and like other TV fun stuff and like I'm just like always everywhere. And so like if I say one wrong thing, like there's still something to be said about it from someone.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, bleh.
Yeah.
Right. Because I mean, people, you can even say it one way and mean it another way, but then the way you say it, it like comes off wrong. Because like even sometimes I do it where I say something and like, I mean it in my head a totally a different way, and then it comes off a certain way where you're like, fuck.
And I'm like, babe, like you're reading this so out of context, it's like not even funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's a huge thing too. I mean, I think everybody in the world probably goes through that too now, because everything's videotaped, like can be edited different ways.
Oh,
like,
right. You never know what's... That's so true.
Yeah.
I always see, like, now, like, you know, when people pull up, like, old tweets from people, and, like, it used to be, like, valid, like, oh, that's probably true, because now people, kids and people are photoshopping them, like, saying, like, that people said the N-word or the F-word or, like, something, and photoshopping. So now you don't even know what's real or what's true.
Yeah. And even with video, because they have, you know, the AI and everything that they can do, just it looks like a real video, and it could be of you, and then it's just like you saying all the things that you would never say in your entire life, but it's just completely just built.
And even if you came out and said, no, I didn't say that, there's going to be people that want to see you fail and want to believe it. You know, there you'd be like, oh my God, I didn't say that, and everyone's like, oh yeah, she didn't say it, that was fake. The ones who did see it and want to take it with them for the rest of their life that was true, they're just always going to take that. They're like, yep, that's true. That's always going to be true to me, and I'm going to go spread that for the rest of my life.
And like that's their one opinion of you, because that's all the one thing that they've seen of you in their entire lives.
So and now they're like, always going to just keep on to that.
They're like, they've seen one episode, and they're like, yep, that's her. Like, no,
that's just ridiculous.
Would you say that you have changed in any way from, like, when you did the show?
Oh, my God. I've been, like, constantly changing since the show. Like, after the show, like, I was one kind of person. Then Paradise obviously changed me completely. And then, like, going through different, like, motions after Paradise and, like, different friends and, you know, really learning how, like, what a real relationship is. And, like, I was also engaged to, like, my ex-boyfriend right after the show. It was just, like, I went through so much just shit.
Yeah.
That, like, I've been, like, 25 different people in a span of 2 years.
Wow. Would you never have done...
I think I'm my best self right now.
Yeah.
Way more calm, way more down earth, like...
Do you think that... all those actions that you've taken in your life, like the shows that you have done and all of that, would you change anything? Or would you just be like, that's where it got me here?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. I love...
the journey.
I mean, I don't love like what happened during my journey, but I love the person that I am now, and I believe everything happens for a reason, and I feel like I just really needed to be taught a lesson.
Yeah.
And...
yeah.
Listen, it is what it is. Like,
you can't change it, so might as well just embrace it and be happy with who you are.
Yeah, and
I'm proud of everything.
Yeah, and for everybody.
I'm proud of it.
That's good. Like, and for everybody to realize too that people like do evolve and progress and do all those things. But since we're going on a like an even lighter topic, because it is Valentine's Day time.
Oh yeah, we haven't said Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello.
So for Valentine's Day, do you have one romantic Valentine's Day that just you'll remember forever or really stands out? Or what was your best?
My best Valentine's Day was so far, honestly, John, I love you so much. But like when I was single and my Valentine was my whole family, we spent it together. They woke me up with balloons. I had just broken up with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And chocolates. And, like, it was just, like, so, like, I really, like, you really realize how much, like, family, like, means when, like, just the little things like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
That's crazy that your favorite Valentine's is when you were single.
Hey, that's probably...
John better kill it this year.
Yeah, so...
A lot of pressure.
Better kill it.
Is that important to you in, like, a relationship?
The little things mean the most to me.
Yeah.
Like, get me a card.
Yeah.
Get me a fucking card. Mm-hmm. Okay? Boys just, like, always forget the card.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the most important part.
Like, I want to open the card. I want there to be a poem.
I don't care if it just says, Dear Corinne, and you use the message on the card, Love, John. That's enough.
Right. It's so simple.
That's enough.
It's super sweet that you're that nice to him. Because, like, for me, it's if I get a card and it just says
if there's no gift, I'm like, oh. But you really did just get the card. Got it.
So that's nice.
Good
Thank
job.
You for that. But even if, like, even if I get a card from my dad and it just says, like, for her birthday, like, to Amanda, card message, love, Dad. I'm
card
like,
message.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, Dad, thanks.
I'm like, okay. Like,
my mom does this whole, like, I grew up, like, with, like, the little things being so important.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my mom would, like, hand paint my lunch bags every night. So, like, I'd have a pretty, like, cute paper bag.
After that one experience.
Jesus. Oh, my God. I had literally helped.
Like, in elementary school, I had, like, kids that, like, would have moms like that and, like, little notes.
Oh, notes. Notes on everything.
And I would be like
my mom did notes.
Like, every holiday.
My mom gave me $5 for the lunch, like, this shitty lunch here.
My mom was, like, so, like...
I used to have a coin jar because my mom, like, she basically was, like, raising three girls. So my mom had this coin jar by the front door that we'd, like, find quarters in to bring for lunch money. She's like, figure it out. And, like, so we'd all, like, count, like, I would have, like, pennies one day and quarters and then just go up into the lunch lady and be like.
You just, here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, with, at the school.
For the $5.
You know how you can have, no, actually, I don't think it was $5. She would give us $5 so we could go at the front and put it in our accounts because you had, like, a little account and you would, like, say your, like, number or whatever and then it would go in. I would go up there and have a whole tray of food ready. I would say my number, like, you have no money left. I'm like,
My lunch lady had such a soft spot because even in elementary school, what's the lunch lady to do? Be like, no, you can't eat today.
Yeah.
It's like
ours was evil. Like really? I literally can picture her face, and I was only in elementary school for like I was pulled out like a couple. I was like in it for like 4 months, maybe 5 months, maybe half the year. Mm-hmm. But I just remember her. She was so mean. It was like this older lady and then her daughter too, and they were evil. Like, I literally can think, like,
it was always their daughters. Anything. The lunch ladies always had their daughters or their sons or whatever in school, too. Because mine was the biggest.
Like, why don't their kids go to school?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you have to go to school?
Yeah.
I know.
Why doesn't everybody go to school? Because I would check out and then I would, like, not have anything because I would, like, forget or whatever. And then she would just put, like, it's okay. And just, like, wink at me and let me go. I'm like, I'm like, can I get a cookie too?
Yeah, Corinne didn't have to worry about this because she had like Picasso making.
Yeah, noodles. She's like, can't relate.
Can't relate.
Sorry, girls. Do you remember your best Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was probably last year, and Bennett went and he got like all our best pictures, like all our moments that we have, and he got them framed.
Aww.
And he like, I walked into the house, so. He, like, had, like, rose petals every single place and everywhere I had to go. Like, so he made me go outside while he set it up. I think I was in the gym. And then he made me, like, so I had to go through the front door and he had, like, a note on and I had to follow the instructions on where to go. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, candle-lit, like, passageway, like, upstairs and had, like, fake little rose petals going up the stairs. And then up the stairs, it would, like, have notes of what to do. And then he had, like, he got me this little ring. It was not my size. I was like, okay, I guess I'll put it on my thumb. He's huge, like it's
so many
huge.
Rings. Like, so one's gonna work.
I'm like, I'll put it on one finger.
Yeah. Do you ever take them off?
Never.
The rings?
Like
my roommate does that same thing.
Yeah,
I love
same thing.
I feel like
all the
naked
rings,
without
every
them.
Finger.
I never feel literally naked without them. Like, my fingers are, like, deformed, so I don't want to take them off. But, like, I had, and then it was, like, these lights that he had set up with, like, all the pictures that he did of us, like, all framed. And he had, like, a note saying, like, do you want to stay home and I make you dinner, or do you want to go to dinner? And I was like, I hate going anywhere. Let's stay home. I'm, like, such a homebody. But it was, like, something like that where it probably cost him nothing to really do, but it was, like such a cute thing. Like, yeah. It was, like, the cutest thing, like, girls, like, I would rather that than, like, be like, here, I got you, like, an expensive necklace. Or, you know, it's, like, those are a story. Like, if you guys ask me, like, what he did, I'd be like, oh, he bought me a necklace. Like, that's, like, a cute little story. Yeah. Like, what he did. Yeah. And it cost him nothing.
See, the little things. Guys, little all things. The guys watching this are just taking notes. They're like, what else did he do?
I'm like, well, okay. Cool. Yeah. Where did he get these picture frames? Where did he get these petals? Okay.
Great. I mean, even if you make the frames.
Make the frames, guys.
Yeah. I'm sure you can teach him how to make a frame after all that Picasso work on your
like I used to go all out for like my like fake boyfriends.
Yeah.
Like literally would like get like the shadow boxes from Michaels and all like the like scrapbook stickers that like pop up and like print out the pictures and make it all like cute and pretty.
Oh,
they'd be like, wow.
And did they love it?
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Every time.
They were like, I'm the best.
And then I would get like a basket and like fill it with all their favorite candies. And like.
Such a cute girlfriend.
My mom taught me well.
Yeah.
My mom taught me well.
So crafty. So
I feel like your mom's like, like a scrapbooker. Does she scrapbook? She seems like she would.
She doesn't scrapbook, but she's like album lady.
Yeah.
Like pictures, like all in a row. She has like a section of the house, like just for her albums.
Yeah.
Like all in like chronological order. Like everything's labeled. You can't touch them. She's literally Monica Geller. She is literally Monica Geller.
Monica.
If you touch a picture and like your fingerprints are on it, forget it.
Yeah.
Done. Like just get out.
Yeah.
Just get out.
Just leave. She like throws the picture away.
Super type A.
She's like, I have to reprint it.
Yes.
That's so funny. Like, it's so funny how different moms are, because my mom could not be any different from that.
Yeah.
Like literally night and day. I don't think the woman's ever like touched a scrapbook in her life.
I feel like since it is Valentine's Day or like around, you know, Valentine's Day time, I think it's good to give some creative ideas for Valentine's Day gifts. So do you have any that off the top of your head for guys to do for their girlfriends or for girls to do for their guys?
Yeah, I just think like anything sentimental. Like I really like the whole like picture printing thing and then like just like doing cute like sentimental things like that. It's always not like you need to go to like Louis Vuitton and buy your purse or like the diamonds or get a necklace. Like something more sentimental on Valentine's Day. You could do the diamonds on the birthday.
Yeah. All the companies on Valentine's Day are like, no, Corinne, don't
say
that.
I know, I know. Yeah. Or like I think like getting engaged on Valentine's Day is like so lame.
Oh yeah.
Don't do that on Valentine's Day.
It's like, well, he proposed to me. Let me guess, on Valentine's Day? Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Predictable. Don't be predictable. And that's why sentimental is so important.
If you do want to, like, go super big, like, get, like, a hot air balloon.
Ooh,
I'll go on a hot air balloon ride with you.
Yeah, every girl. I feel like that's always
I've never done it. I want to do it so bad.
I know.
I did it in Turkey. And it was, like, the coolest.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it was casual. If it's casual. So cold, I don't want to go. Like, if it has to be somewhere warm, because if I'm, I don't like to be cold. So
yeah,
I'm
but then you're in a hot air balloon and it's hot.
Yeah.
Is it hot?
Because you do, yeah, oh, yeah, you have a flame.
Oh,
it's fire.
Oh, it's really like that. Oh, yeah. I've never obviously been in one, because I'm like, huh?
Yeah. I always wondered how, like, people fly hot air balloons.
Yeah. I mean,
like steer them
sure
and
become
land
a
them.
Hot air balloon pilot.
I feel like figure that's
really, it out. If all else fails, I'm becoming a hot air balloon pilot.
You just have to watch people make out all day. That's literally their job, is standing there and like people are making out.
I went for the views. I went on it and they had all these insane formations that were just like,
whoa.
And like hundreds of hot air balloons everywhere. So you just see them all just like,
that's
so beautiful.
Cool. It's like jellyfish.
Yeah, it really looks so cool because the hot air balloons are all like pastel colors.
Wow,
and then
so pretty.
The formations are like a gray. So it's just like,
wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
Stunning. So do that.
I'm going to do that.
Do that, John.
Yeah, John.
Yeah. Get it together. Take her to Turkey. Management is like, no.
Like, no, we're going to stay in LA right now.
Yeah. What else could they do? They could do, well, yeah, I mean, the things that I
make
remember.
Dinner. It doesn't matter if it sucks.
Yeah.
Make
yeah.
dinner.
Yep.
100%.
Make dinner.
Just look up a recipe.
Bake a buy pizza. A balloon. Make a pizza.
Bake a pie. Yeah. Like,
buy a balloon. Have a movie already picked out on Netflix because God knows trying to find one is just going to kill the mood completely.
It actually makes like, and it does.
It's an entire activity on its own. Forget it.
It's crazy how that so makes true. Such a difference. That if they thought of the movie to play, that's what Johannes did for me for Valentine's Day. He had the movie picked out, and it was...
Is there a boyfriend?
Yeah. And he made it super cute. He actually, before this house, like, had worked with the builders. We weren't allowed in the house yet because it was not finished. And he's like, hey...
You guys live here together?
Yeah.
Oh.
In Miami. So we're like...
Oh, back, nice,
mostly
nice.
In Miami.
We're in Miami. Sorry to cut you off from the other thing. No. We'll circle back in a sec. Yeah. We're in Miami?
No, it's North Beach.
North Beach.
Yeah, so.
North Miami Beach.
Yeah. We'll tell North you after Beach. The podcast exactly where I
oh,
live.
Oh, got it.
But so he had it all set up, and then he had the builders let him in, so this wasn't even an option in my mind. And he went to, the house is completely empty, like no heat or anything in the house yet, and it's wintertime. And then... they let him up into the house, and he set up the whole room with, like,
guys always do flower petals.
Flower petals, and then, like, the fake candles around the room, because he knows I would freak out if they were, like, the real candles on the brand new wood floor.
Oh, yeah.
So he thought of me that way, too.
Oh, that's cute.
And then he set up a projector screen and then an air mattress. So we would, like, just lay on the air mattress, watch a movie, and ordered, like, a vegan heart pizza.
Are you vegan?
Mm-hmm. So he did. He just made it super cute and just like put in the work and got my favorite wine. I was like, this is great.
Can vegans have wine?
Yeah. I know there's like vegan and like non-vegan wines, but I'm like, I like to say I'm plant-based because vegans like super strict like that. They go into the wines. They go into all those levels of things.
Wow. Wine is grapes. Vegan about wine though?
It's great. I guess like you know, the process
I never know.
Of making
like,
it.
You think something's vegan and it's not.
Yeah.
So I'm just figured I'd ask.
Maybe like things are injured in the process.
I don't know. Like fingers. I'm just kidding. Toenails.
Like
when
bugs. I don't know.
I always thought, you know.
To
like,
me, that's extreme.
Movie,
I'm like, all right.
You know,
let me
like,
drink my wine.
They used to make it in the old days, I guess, like stepping on it. I thought they still did that. I was like.
With the wine?
Yeah,
stepping on it?
Stepping on the
I want to do that. That would be a good Valentine's Day thing.
That's fun.
Yeah. Have you done it?
Stomping
no.
grapes.
Actually, I'm invited to go do that. I'm going to go do it.
You're invited to go do it?
This company, like, reached out and was like, you want to come do this? And, like, I just got it the other day, and I was doing a million things, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you just remembered.
That would be so
I would be
fun.
Like, yes, right away. I love, like, unique things like that, though, too.
Yeah. I just love wine, too.
Wine's so good.
Wine's good.
Yeah.
Wine's good. Do you like white or red?
I'm an all the wines
like,
kind of girl.
Yeah,
all the wines.
Discriminate.
Yeah.
Just wine. Like sometimes I just really crave. You know, it's really weird. Sometimes when I'm like parched after a workout, I will like go chug a beer. Literally, oh, I'm just like it's the most thirst quenching thing ever.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this before from somebody. But...
John like looked at me one time. I like did it. After we worked out, he's like, "You are so cool right now."
And you're
I'm like, "I'm just thirsty."
You're like, "Yeah, I am." So
like, yeah,
throw
I
it back. That's why you love me.
My beard after workout drinking.
Do you think it goes both ways for Valentine's Day that the girl should always get the guy a gift, or is it more of like a?
Yeah, I think it's really important to like show both ways.
Affection.
It shouldn't just be it shouldn't just be like one way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always like a cute picture maker. Cake baker.
Yeah.
I love the Betty Crocker boxes, and I, like, draw on them.
So fun.
And it's so cute.
It's like an art form.
Yeah. Mm. I love, like, art projects.
Yeah, I can
like,
tell.
Like, I'll go to Michael's and get, like, a soap kit and, like, make soap.
Oh, that'd be fun, actually.
Oh, my God, it's so fun.
Make kombucha. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
How do you do that?
I have never done it, actually.
Is there a kit?
Yeah, you buy, like, all the probiotics, I guess. I don't know, the slime stuff, whatever it is.
The mother?
Yeah. I just hate when you get the slime
culture.
In your mouth.
Yes. Huh?
Have you ever, like, drank kombucha and, like, there's, like, a glob of, like, loogie?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm like, I just got a loogie.
I know. I gagged once my first time trying kombucha and getting that. I was like... Was not expecting it.
Yeah.
It's like when I first moved
to
LA
and I
tried
it. No, I thought something was wrong. I'm like, oh my God, this one went bad. I was like, no, like, I don't like this.
Yeah, it feels weird to me. It does feel just like
that's
that,
like
though.
The best part of it, too, in health-wise, so you got to swallow that loogie.
down at all. Well, I'm so happy for you and your new relationship.
Thank you.
All the best, and have a beautiful Valentine's Day.
Thank you, girls. You too.
And make sure you guys check out Corinne. We'll put all of her links below. And for our audio listeners, if you want to just shout out your profiles.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at C Olympios and on Twitter, C. Oh, Corinne Ollie. Sorry, I like
what is it?
I don't know.
And make sure to subscribe to our Oh Honey Podcast YouTube channel.
And you can listen to us on the go on Spotify, Apple Play, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And download them.
Yes, please. And send in your diary entries to diary@ohhoneydiary.com.
Love you guys. We love you guys. Happy Valentine's.
Oh, honey.
Oh.